Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Episode 5. So turns a galaxy, so turns a wheel. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. After decades of conflict and war, the vast struggle is about to play itself to a conclusion, on and around the idyllic forest moon of the planet Endor. The rebels' makeshift armada is on its way to attack the Empire's new Death Star, but its success depends on a fearless expeditionary force far below on the forest moon, which is struggling to deactivate the defensive shield protecting the battle station. But their plans are not as secret as they would wish. The rebels' every move has been foreseen by their greatest adversary, the Emperor Palpatine. Now, waiting in his throne room, he looks to the servant and the conquest that will gain him more power than any mere military victory could provide.
Enter. Enter, my friend. It is always good to see my strong.
Thank you, my master. I bow before you in obedience.
Obedience, you say? Yet I told you to remain on the command ship to carry out my order.
A small rebel infiltration force has penetrated our energy shield and landed on the sanctuary moon of Endor.
I am aware of it.
My son is with them.
Are you certain?
I have felt him, my master.
Strange that I have not. I wonder if your feelings on this matter are clear, Lord Vader.
They are clear, my master. But I sense that Skywalker has grown strong in the Force.
That is of no significance to me. Go to the Sanctuary Moon and wait for him. When he comes, bring him here before me.
As you wish, my master.
Even so. And here I shall either make Skywalker my own, or I shall destroy him.
Luke, get over here.
What is it, Han? Did you find Leia?
Oh, Master Luke, if only we had.
Her speeder's behind that fallen tree, totally.
There's two more wrecked speeders back there. And I found her helmet.
Leia must still be alive. It's the only explanation.
But I'm afraid that R2's sensors can find no trace of the princess in this vicinity.
What about Chewie? Can't he track her?
What, Chewie? Yeah, he says something else has been here. Something besides stormtroopers. Whatever it was, it left no tracks when it moved on. Yeah, Chewie thinks it covered Leia's, too.
Oh, dear. You mean something is stalking the princess?
That doesn't make sense. Why would something...
What, Chewie?
Well, let's go see.
He says he's picked up a scent. Over here.
He's right. There's something there. I think he's found it. What?
What is this thing? I don't get it.
It would appear to be an animal carcass hung from a wooden pole. Someone's lunch. It is. It doesn't say much for their appreciation of the fine dining experience.
No, I don't want to taste it.
Chewbacca, step away from it. No, don't touch it. Chewie, wait!
It's a trap! Nice work, Chewie. You got us snared in a net trap.
One would suppose a 200-year-old Wookiee to have learned a measure of self-restraint.
Great. Always thinking with your stomach.
Will you take it easy? Let's just figure out a way to get out of this oversized string bag. Han, can you reach my lightsaber?
Yeah, of course I can. No problem.
I'll be right with you.
Artu, what do you mean you'll handle this? Artu, I'm not sure that cutting the bottom of the net open with your circular saw is at all a good idea.
What's he doing?
After all, Artu, from up here, it's a very long time.
Me too, Chewie. I must have hit my head. Is it my imagination? Or are the bushes moving?
It's not your imagination, Han.
What in the starry-eyed universe are those things? Hey, point that spear someplace else, you furry butterball.
Han, no blasters. They've got us covered from all sides.
Captured by a pack of axe-waving gremlins. I'm never going to live this down. Hey, hands off the blaster!
Calm down, Han. It'll be all right. Here, you can have my lightsaber.
All right. Here, take the gun. Chewie, give him your bowcaster.
R2, where's 3PO? We need a translator. I think he landed in those ferns.
My head. What a nerve-shattering plunge. My equilibrium compensators. Oh, goodness. Gracious Master Luke, who are these rotund, hirsute little beings?
Well, that's what you're supposed to be telling us.
Oh, well, well, I shall inquire. Frito Dogra, Isoyoto Amuno Noka.
3PO, do you understand anything they're saying?
Oh, yes, Master Luke. Remember, I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication.
What are you telling them?
Hello, I think. I could be mistaken. These creatures seem to call themselves Ewoks.
Ewoks?
Why are they all bowing and crooning to you, Goldenrod?
They're using a very primitive dialect, but I do believe they think I am some sort of god.
Well, why did you use your divine influence and get us out of this mess?
I beg your pardon, General Solo, but that just wouldn't be proper.
Proper?
It's against my programming to impersonate a deity.
No problem. I'll just open you up right here and do a little field modification on you. Ow!
Easy, Han. A stone arrowhead will kill you just as dead as a blaster.
Hey, sorry, boys. My mistake. He's an old friend of mine.
What are they doing, 3PO?
Tibo, the war party leader there, has decided to take us back to their village. They are building a sedan chair on which I will ride. And sorry to say, sir, they are also preparing carry poles on which they will lash you and the others.
Oh, no. Nobody's tying me to a pole.
Han, the whole Death Star attack's riding on what we do now.
All right. All right, but I don't have to like it. Hey, watch it, will you?
A village in the treetops. Oh, isn't this splendid? Wooden bridges in the air and homes carved from tree trunks. Oh, how quaint. That Ewok's traveling on a swinging vine. Ah.
Well, the view's less impressive for those of us hanging upside down, oh, almighty talking blocks.
What now, 3PO?
Well, we have reached the village square, Master Luke. Our fate is to be decided by Logray, the village shaman.
Hey, what's going on? Why are they propping me over a fire pit, 3PO?
I have no idea. Shall I ask, sir?
I have a really bad feeling about this.
3PO, who's this coming?
That, sir, is Logray, the shaman. As I understand it, Master Luke, the forest has been invaded by stormtroopers. The Ewoks presume you to be enemies. Excuse me. Toyamna? But Togoi, Mkutram appear.
What's he saying?
I'm rather embarrassed, General Solo, but it appears you are to be the main course at a banquet in my honor.
What?
And you are to be reclaimed for usable scraps. Don't blame me, that's how Logray phrased it.
So, Luke, time to get undiplomatic yet?
There's always time for that, Han.
Only if you're captured by vegetarians.
Han? Luke, what are you doing here?
Leia!
Hey, princess, I see you finally let your hair down. Looks good.
Tebow, Logray, this is all a misunderstanding. Tebow, you've got to release them.
Stay back, Leia.
Tebow, no. Put the spears down.
Back away, Leia, before you end up on the buffet table, too.
Logray, these are my friends. 3PO, tell him Luke, Han, and the others must be set free.
Gupta Tutu, Tini Chatterdome Tipyip.
Somehow I get the feeling that didn't help us very much.
They're stoking up the cooking fire.
3PO, tell them if they don't do as you command, you'll become angry and use your magic.
But Master Luke, what magic? I could possibly...
Just tell them.
Korobe Manu Kutu. Torontogosh. Torontogosh. Korobe. Kueto Yusto Atta. Uede Soja. Boom!
Luke, aren't you even going to watch what happens?
Don't distract him, Han. He's calling on the Force.
Well, he'd better, because Lagri's not buying it. And the flames are already at charbroil temperature.
You see, Master Luke, they didn't believe
me. The gravity that holds us is a tenuous bond.
Just as I said they wouldn't. Wait, what's happening to me? I'm floating in the air. Oh, don't let me float away. Oh, get me down. Help, somebody help, Master Luke. Quickly, I'm floating towards the edge of the platform.
Luke, you are the one doing this, aren't you?
Hush, let him concentrate.
When the Force warrants, even gravity yields.
This is it.
No, they're releasing you. See?
Remind me to ask Luke later if he can do that with dice.
Gravity enfolds you again, 3PO. Gently down you come.
Oh, thank the Maker. Some sanity is returning to the laws of nature.
Hey, you, Ewoks. Untie these things and move smartly. Leia, tell the one who's untying R2 to be careful. He's still miffed about this whole thing.
R2, that's enough.
Well done, 3PO.
Never knew I had it in me, Master Luke.
You squelched the sacrifice. Now let's see if you can get the Ewoks on our side.
But I'm not programmed for propaganda or political agitation, sir.
We just need you to do what you do best, 3PO. Translate the words. Tell the story.
Tell the story? Why, sir, that would be a distinct pleasure.
Three people can really pack a house, huh?
There are representatives here from every community in the region.
Got enough leg room there, Chewie?
Let me rephrase that. Panchenko Vaskimo, Gokmin Name Death Star. That's much more like it.
Kind of handy to have a storyteller who makes his own sound effects, huh?
C-3PO. I certainly am not self-aggrandizing, you intrusive little dustbin. Am I, Master Luke?
You're doing fine, 3PO.
Thank you. Us, Michi un Jedi, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Imana Machu Vader con Yum. Utabe. Yes, R2, I was just coming to that. Front, Togosh. Toront, Togosh. Master Luke, that chimney to do. Uta, Millennium Falcon, that chimney, Cloud City. Us, Nutch, Vader. Han Solo, Tika Lo, Carbon. Ide, Kuchno, Google Sala.
Whoa, what gives? Why is this kid hugging me?
Looks like you've got a fan.
Okay, short stuff, but quit teething on my finger.
Hawoon, Tini Chato Tomo Manekno.
What are they saying, 3PO?
The Ewoks want to know where they fit into the story, sir. They wish their deeds against the Empire to be remembered, too.
What?
Myth and life are strongly intertwined for Ewoks. If I make them part of the tale, it will, in their minds, make them a part of the rebellion.
Do it, 3PO. Defeating the Empire is their only hope, just as it's ours.
Very good, Master Luke. That Toto Salque Endor. Nu Ewoks Munturi. Jamo Fu Wikichabe Logra. Horo Chief Chirpa Pachka. Peach Kama Iiku. Death Star.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Wonderful.
3PO, translation, please.
Chief Chirpa says that we are now a part of the tribe.
Just what I always wanted.
But they could be important allies, Han. They've even got war machines. Primitive, but they could be useful.
Oh, dandy. Maybe they've got a wooden turbo laser cannon.
Maybe they do. You have to look beyond appearances, Han.
Luke? What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm okay. I just need some air.
Might as well give in there, Chewie. They're not going to leave you alone till you dance. Yeah, short help is better than no help at all, pal.
Oh, thanks, Wicket.
It's a real honor. Thank you.
Wicket is saying the Ewok scouts are going to show us the quickest way to the Imperial Shield Generator.
Good. How far is it? Go on, ask him.
Wait.
Where'd Luke go? He's got to hear this. 3PO, tell Wicket we need some fresh supplies, too. And 3PO, try to get our weapons back.
I'll go find Luke.
On Vida.
And hurry up, will you? I haven't got all day.
Why, sir? Are there other droids you need to drive to distraction before retiring?
Luke, why did you leave? What's bothering you?
Leia. Do you remember your mother? Your real mother?
Yeah, just a little bit. She died when I was very young.
What do you remember?
Oh, just images, really. Feelings.
Tell me.
She was very beautiful. Kind, but sad. Why are you asking me this?
I have no memory of my mother. I never knew her.
What is it, Luke? What's troubling you?
Vader is here. Now, on this moon.
How do you know?
I feel his presence. He's come for me. He can feel it when I'm near. As long as I stay here, I'm endangering the group and our mission. I have to go. I have to face him.
Why?
Because he's my father.
Your father?
There's more. It won't be easy for you to hear this, but you must. If I don't make it back, you're the only hope for the Alliance.
Luke, don't talk that way. You have a power I don't understand, and I could never have.
You're wrong, Leia. You have that power, too. In time, you'll learn to use it as I have. The Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it. And my sister has it.
Sister?
Yes. It's you, Leia.
I know. Somehow, I've always known.
Then you know why I have to face him.
No. Luke, run away. If he can feel your presence, then leave this place. I wish I could go with you.
No, you don't. You've always been strong. You were strong when you slew Jabba the Hutt to free yourself.
Yes. I thought of the evil Jabba had done, and suddenly I was strong. Stronger than I'd ever been. It frightened me later, the strength I had at that moment.
You see, you're the daughter of Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader.
But why must you confront him?
Because there is still good in him. I felt it. He won't turn me over to the Emperor. I can save him, I know I can. I can turn him back from the dark side of the Force. I have to do it, Leia.
I think I knew that, too.
I must leave now. May the Force be with you, Leia.
And with you, Luke.
Hey, Leia. What's going on?
Nothing, Han. I just want to be alone for a little bit.
Nothing? Hey, come on. Tell me, what's the problem?
I can't tell you.
Could you tell Luke? Is that who you could tell?
Oh, Han,
forget I asked. No, wait. That's not how I want to leave this. I'm sorry, Leia.
Just hold me, Han.
Lord Vader,
We brought a rebel who surrendered to us at the forest perimeter. He was armed only with this lightsaber.
I'll take it, Commander.
The captive denies it, but I believe there may be more of them. I request permission to conduct a thorough search of the area.
Permission granted, Commander. Conduct your search and bring his companions to me.
Yes, my lord.
The Emperor has been expecting you.
I know, Father.
So, you have accepted the truth.
I've accepted the truth that you were once Anakin Skywalker, my father.
That name no longer has any meaning for me.
It is the name of your true self. You've only forgotten. I know there is good in you. The Emperor hasn't driven it from you fully. That's why you couldn't destroy me. That's why you won't bring me to your Emperor now.
I see you have constructed a new lightsaber. Your Jedi skills are complete. Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
Then come away with me, Father.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do. You don't know the power of the dark side. I must obey my master.
I will not turn, and you'll be compelled to kill me.
If that is your destiny.
Search your feelings, Father. I feel the conflict within you.
It is too late for me, son. I have no choice but to bring you before the Emperor. He will show you the true nature of the Force. He is your master now.
Yeah, Wicket, I see it. Keep your voice down.
The Ewoks were right. This back door to the bunker complex isn't nearly as well protected as the main entrance.
They assure me that it does give access to the shield generator installation.
Well, that's all we need. Wait, where'd our lookout go?
I don't know, sir. Pepto appears to have slipped off on his own. What is it, Wicket?
Well, as long as he stays out of our way. Ready, Chewie?
Watch out for the guards to the left. By the speeder bikes, it only takes one to raise the alarm.
Yeah, well, then we'll take him out real quiet, Mike.
Weren't you saying something like that yesterday?
Cute. Okay, Chewie.
Oh, my. Oh, Princess Leia. Look there beyond the speeder bikes.
Oh, man. Paplu.
I'm afraid our furry little companion has gone and done something rather rash.
There goes our surprise attack.
He's stealing a speeder. But he can't possibly know how to fly one safely.
Well, safety ain't the point of a joyride, 3PO.
There's the voice of experience.
I don't believe it. He got the engine fired up.
Stop him!
Oh, there he goes. He's clinging onto the handlebars for dear life.
It'll be interesting to hear how he got along without using the foot pedals.
Brilliant! Don't you see what he's done? He's drawn away all the Sentinels but one.
Not bad for a little furball. Get the commandos into position. Chewie and me will take care of the last guard.
3PO, keep out of line of fire.
Line of fire? Arto, Wicket, I have decided we shall remain right here.
Headquarters. Any word yet in pursuit of that runaway?
Excuse me, pal. Is this where I sign up for the bunker tour?
What? Halt! Get your hands up!
No, I don't think so.
Halt! Stop where you are!
Freeze! Drop the weapon, Private.
Rebel.
He's all yours, Major Jerlin.
Yes, sir. Keep the prisoner covered. You two disarm him.
The complex door's unlocked, Han.
Okay, Major, let's go.
Right. Demolition squad, prepare to move out. I want two fire teams to establish security at this point. Give me a 360-degree field of fire centered on this airlock door.
I have brought our new slave as you commanded, my master.
Your prisoner, but not your slave, Palpatine.
Welcome to my new Death Star, young Skywalker. I have been expecting you.
What is thy bidding, my master?
We've no further need to keep our guests' wrists shackled, do we? Would you not prefer it if your binders opened of their own accord, young man?
Such a minor feat for the Emperor of the Galaxy.
I look forward to completing your training. In time, you too will call me master.
You're gravely mistaken. You won't convert me as you did my father.
Oh no, my young Jedi. You will find that it is you who are mistaken about a great many things.
Here is his lightsaber, my master.
Ah, yes. A Jedi's weapon. Very much like Anakin Skywalker's. By now you must know your father can never be turned from the dark side. So it will be.
You're wrong. Soon I'll be dead, and you with me.
Perhaps you refer to the imminent attack of your rebel fleet. Yeah. I assure you that we here in the Death Star are quite safe from your friends.
Your overconfidence is your weakness.
Your naive faith in your friends is yours.
It is pointless to resist, my son.
Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design. Your friends down there on the sanctuary moon of Endor are walking into a trap, as is your scruffy little armada. It was I who permitted the Alliance to discover the location of the defensive shield generator.
You're bluffing.
No. Our bunker complex is quite safe from your pitiful band of commandos. A legion of my best troops awaits them in ambush.
I don't believe you.
But you will. I'm afraid the deflector shield of this battle station will be fully operational when your fleet arrives. We will entrap your friends in a killing box and grind them up within. So will end forever the Rebel Alliance.
Emperor Palpatine has ensnared his prey at the very moment when patterns of the Force are converging. All unaware, the friends who matter most to Luke Skywalker tread on the brink of the abyss. And it seems that in the battlefield of Darth Vader's heart, Luke has already met defeat. But not all is yet said. Not all is done. The Jedi fire still flickers in the universe in one last lone night. That flame must now shine forth at its brightest or go dark forever. Star Wars: Return of the Jedi by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas and on the screenplay by Lawrence Kasdan and George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Joshua Farden as Luke Skywalker, Paul Hecht as the Emperor, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, Anne Sachs as Princess Leia, and Tom Virtue as Major Durlan. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars: Return of the Jedi was directed by John Madden and produced by Tom Vagley. The co-producer was Julie Hartley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Post-production was realized with assistance from Tom Mudge and John Scherf by Tom Vagley. Star Wars Return of the Jedi was produced by Highbridge Audio in association with Tom Vagley Productions and LA Theater Works and with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.